Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome all of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And you can also press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's show. Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and happy, happy New Year to all you guys out there who are listening to the show. I see there are a lot of people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. I know I've been away from the show for a while, you know. Lots of things going on, as well as the holidays and just everything, right? not giving any excuses, but hey, that's the way it is. And you know, I do this for, you know, a little bit of money, but at the same time, I do it for fun. I do it for you guys. I do it for myself. You know, I do it for a little advertising. I do it for, you know, a gamut of reasons. Okay. But really, I do this show for you guys. All right. I know a lot of you guys have been asking me, hey, Frank, when you're going to start the show back up. I've been wanting to listen to you, haven't heard anything from the show at all, and this and that, yada, yada. But hey, here I am. I've been promising my wife that I'd get back into the show in the new year, and the new year's here, and we're already, what, 5 days into January, and this is the first show. And again, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Before I get into the show, just wanted to say a few things. I've been watching a lot of news and news outlets about this COVID-19 and vaccination and all this stuff. But before I get into that, I wanted to see just, and I know I can't see you guys, but who has in Georgia voted? Who, you know, have you voted already in Georgia? Are you planning to vote today? If you haven't voted already, and if you can't vote today, you know, your vote definitely will not be counted, okay? Because you haven't voted. Guys, go ahead and get out there. From what I've seen this morning, the lines aren't very long right now. But I'm sure that 3-4 o'clock this afternoon, when people start to get off work, there's going to be a line of people. And some people get discouraged when they go to their polling place and see a bunch of people there. Now, I went to my voting place and I went early. And because I went early and a lot of other people went early, there was a line when I got there. And I was sort of discouraged, but the line wasn't as long as it was when I voted in the presidential election. When we voted for not only the president, but these senators and all this and this different stuff that was on the ballot, the lines were long, but they were longer than they are now, or than they were when I went to early vote. And again, I said, man, that's a long line to stand in. And then I was by myself because my family had already gone and voted already. And I wasn't, I didn't go on the day that they went, but I did early vote. All right. So, and again, the line wasn't as long as it was for the presidential election. So I decided to go ahead and park and stand in line. And now, because there's only, two candidates to vote for, hey, you're in there, bang, bang, and you're out. So the line goes fast. And if you got some kind of, now this is for the people in Georgia. You guys outside of Georgia, just hang on. But if you have some kind of handicap, or you're pregnant, or, you're just older or what have you, then you can actually go there and get moved to the front of the line. Just go to the front of the line, and they'll sit you down and they'll move you in pretty quickly. So really, there's no excuse not to vote. Frank, I got to work. Well, you got to work this morning, but once you get off of work, you'll be off before 7 o'clock, before the polls close. So go ahead and get in there after work. You know, don't make excuses for this time. Okay, don't make excuses for this time. All right. So I'm gonna get off that boat. Let's get started. Now today's show is brought to you by CPA on Duty. For all of your accounting needs, call the professionals at CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. And that's again, 770-732-0244. I have to grab my notes. I have to start pulling out my notes again because it's been a while since I've done the show. And I had this stuff all in my head back then, but, you know, I had to pull out my notes on this one. So you, whether you have corporate accounting, personal accounting, you can, these people at CPA on Duty, the professionals can help you with all your needs. Again, the number is 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Also, guys, if you know someone, or if you yourself are looking for a piece of real estate, looking to sell your house, looking to buy a house, you know, looking to lease your a place, looking for an office building, whatever your real estate needs may be, also my real estate company can help you. Visit our website at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Or if you don't want to go on the internet and check that out, if you have my information, you can find me online on Facebook. You can find me at Twitter. You can just Google my name, and you should find me online, and you can send me a message there. You can email me through the website. However you want to, you can get in touch with me. So let me help you there. I can help you every of the way. Just let me know what you're looking for, how much you want to spend, and we'll get you to where you want to be. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And there are still more people joining the show. And I've also been informed that my notification that went out this morning did not have a phone number on it. Hey, I sure do appreciate all you guys that watch me and you know what's happening and can give me feedback on this type of stuff. And I appreciate that. I'll do better tomorrow. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the show, guys. Let's jump off to a start. Now, today's show is entitled, Who is Ready or Willing to Roll Up the Sleeve and Get Vaccinated? And when you know, you guys know about the vaccination that they have out there now for the COVID-19. All right, you guys know about that. It's all over the news everywhere, right? So a friend of mine at work yesterday put out gave me some information on some of the numbers that, you know, that's out right now that, you know, you can kind of get an idea of what's going on. You can look at this, guys, and you can go fact check me at Bloomberg.com. 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 It says more than 13 million shots have been given of the COVID-19. It's a COVID-19 vaccine tracker. Okay. Now, that's not only the United States. Okay. That's also shows stuff in Canada and kind of all over the globe. Right. 13 million shots have been given. Okay. All over the globe. Now, this morning, as I watch a couple of the shows, and again, guys, you can call in Give me some of your information. Tell me if my facts aren't right. Tell me if you got some different stuff. Tell me if you got some information that might help anybody out there. And that's what the show is about. It's a platform to help everyone understand more, be more factual about things that you say and put out there to people. This is what the show is all about. So I tell people all the time, hey, I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little. Okay? If you guys understand that. 516-531-9483. So as I watched some of this a show this morning, they talked about this. They said that less than, and this is the United States, okay? Less than 5 million people have been vaccinated. Okay? Less than 5 million people have been vaccinated. Now, including men, women, and babies, we have over 300 million people in the United States. I mean, less than 350 something thousand that have died from the COVID-19 already. All right? But there are so many more being born every day. Let's stay with the 300 million. Less than 5 million have been vaccinated. All right? In some of the states, you got, less than 1% of the people in the state have been vaccinated. Okay? I'm not sure what the Georgia numbers are, but they're low, very low. So people aren't out there just waiting in line, hey, rolling up their sleeves saying, hey, go ahead and put that virus in me. Because that's exactly what's going on. All right? Let me say that again, and you guys grab a hold of this, because what they're doing, what the vaccine includes, is a portion of the virus. That's what they're injecting into your body. So your body right now doesn't have COVID. And now you want to be vaccinated for COVID. Now you want to put the COVID virus in your body. Okay? And the reason they do this is so that the COVID virus can go into your body. Your immune system have never seen this virus before. So they want the immune system to recognize that virus, attack it, and weed it out. Okay? Attack it and weed it out. So I always think of things as simple. I think of things as simple as I possibly can to help me understand what's going on. If someone give me all these technical answers and all this stuff, I'm like, I don't really understand that. But if you give me the simple answer and give me some kind of real life things that I can kind of figure it out by, I'll figure it out. So I like to keep things simple just for myself. So if you're going to put a virus in me that my body has never seen before, and it's already been killing people, okay? It's already been killing people. I don't have the virus right now, but it's already been killing people. So why would I inject something into my body that I know been killing people, but I want to put it in me so my immune system can recognize it and fight it off? Well, what if my immune system doesn't recognize it, which it won't because it never seen it before? What if my immune system doesn't recognize it and just kind of lays dormant and say, hey, I ain't never seen that before. I'm not touching that. Look at it. Look how it looks. So, what if your body doesn't recognize that virus. And it just grows and grows, and then it turns into something that you don't want. Right? And then once you get it vaccinated, once they vaccinate you, now you got to sit there and wait a half hour to an hour for them to monitor you to see what effects it has on you. Okay? What effects it has on you, on your body, see if your body going to take it or not. There's been people that had strong reactions to this vaccine. One lady that we saw, this is just one case that we saw, has the lady has some kind of permanent disfigure to her face that was caused by the vaccine. So she got vaccinated. And, you know, like I said before, her body didn't recognize the virus, and it attacked that part of her body, okay, and giving her some permanent paralysis to her face. Now, I'd hope that it's not permanent, but it probably is. And this lady cried like a baby. You know, you felt bad for her. But at the same time, you must understand, just like a friend of mine said on yesterday, you got to understand that, you know, we're in this world for a reason. God going to take you out of this world for a reason. He put you here for a reason, and that reason is not fear. Our thing is not to fear everything. I mean, I fear things. I have a fear of snakes. People say you're not supposed to. People say you're not supposed to kill certain snakes. Well, hey, I never studied snakes. I don't know any kind of, you know, what makes this snake good and what's make this snake bad. If I see a snake, then I think that snake is bad. Cause I have a fear of snakes. So, you know, there are some things that we fear, but when we walk around with these masks on and everything, you know, we're in fear of this virus. Because it's been killing some people. But I believe that a lot of times this virus and what they're saying, you know, in politics and the people that we listen to, I think a lot of the numbers are skewed. What do you mean by that, Frank? Skewed. I believe that a lot of the numbers are inflated. I believe that some people have died from heart problems and cancer or some other disease or something or something else that they've had problems with long before the COVID virus came in. But when they came in and they died, now they put on their death certificate COVID-19 related. Well, hey, is cancer COVID-19 related? It's not. But that's what they're going to put on your thing, COVID-19. And that's something that always go back to the number one, the all-time common denominator for a lot of people. It's that dollar sign, it's money. So a lot of this stuff is bad, but we don't know what to think. We don't know what's true. We don't know what's not true. And that's the big problem, okay? And some people that we listen to can shoot us some bull that is not true. Now, like I told you, you have to be observed for a half hour or so after you take this virus. You take this vaccine, okay? And then now we got so many doses. And right now, today, they were projecting back in the day when they first started putting the vaccine out there that by today we will have 20 million people vaccinated. Like I said, only 5 million have been vaccinated so far. That's about 20% of that calculation. And now because of a lot of the doses and a lot of the supplies aren't being used, now they're going bad and they have to be thrown out. So we're wasting so much money on this vaccine. You know, you ramped up there and put it out there. People got making so much money off this stuff because they pumping it out there. They're pumping it out there. But people aren't taking it. Now they wanna find the hospitals. They wanna find the hospitals. That's monetary. They wanna find the hospitals like they find athletes, like they find you if you get a speeding ticket. They wanna find the hospitals if they don't vaccinate their people in time, so to speak, or in the time that they say your hospital should be vaccinated by now. Everyone in your hospital should be vaccinated by now. Well, some of the hospitals don't even have enough of the vaccine to vaccinate everybody. And then some of the places like in rural South Georgia, rural North Georgia, they got these vaccines sitting in the refrigerator. They've asked for so many vaccines, and now they're not even administering them like they thought they would. So they just sitting there. And what are they doing while they're sitting there? They're going bad because obviously they have a shelf life. And now you gotta throw them out. You gotta throw them in the garbage because they no good. Okay, and Frank, why are they no good? The virus still there, the virus still there. That makes me think that the virus can't survive. The virus can't survive too long outside of the body. Wouldn't you think that if these vaccines are sitting in the refrigerator, right? That's what we do with food. When we cook food and all of it's not eaten, we put it in the refrigerator. I told you, I'm simple. We put it in the refrigerator and we say, hey, that food gonna be good tomorrow because we put it in the refrigerator. Now if you leave it out overnight, especially in the summertime, you leave it out overnight and it's sitting on the counter and you're trying to keep your house cool from the heat. But if you leave your food out a night or a couple of nights, what? That food no good. You don't want to eat it because what? It'll make you sick. Join me, guys. 516-531-9483. Tell me what you think. Because these are my thoughts. This is what I think it is. I don't think this virus can survive outside of your body. So why put it inside your body? You put it inside your body for it to survive. Why you want it to survive? And why you want it to survive inside your body when your body doesn't have it? When your body doesn't have it. And then something else. All you guys out there who are listening to the show, who think that I'm not going to wear the mask. I'm not going to wear the mask. Well, no one has to wear the mask. You cannot wear it if you don't want to. You can. I don't like wearing the mask, but I believe the mask helps. I believe the mask helps when you're around other people, a big group of people who may have so few of those people in that group, they may have the virus, but you don't know they got it. If you knew that somebody had the virus and you were around and they didn't have a mask on, what would you do? What would you do if you knew somebody had the virus? They're around you. They standing right there next to you. They got the virus and y'all talking and you know they got the virus. You're like, hey, man, get away from me. I don't want the virus in my body. You don't want it in your body. I'm not telling you guys not to get vaccinated because that's your decision. Don't blame that on the Frank Williams show. Don't blame that on Frank Williams. That's just me, guys. That's just me. All right? So, I don't want to put the virus in my body because what have we found? Just today, they said that a lot of doses are being thrown out because they're not being used fast enough. Not being used fast enough. And then if they wanna tell you that, hey Frank, I'm gonna shoot you with this vaccine. Now you gotta sit here for a half hour to an hour because I gotta see if you're gonna grow another ear or if your lip gonna start swelling or whatever. If you're gonna have some kind of negative reaction to this vaccine, why is that? That's because it hasn't been tested enough. They don't know. They don't know. It hasn't been tested enough. So they don't know. All right? Then some, you know, they say some places have people that are waiting for the vaccine and can't get it because there's not enough there in their area. Okay. You got people camped out waiting. You got people camped out like they trying to get Michael Jackson tickets. You got people camped out at the hospital trying to get the vaccine. And they already sold out. The Michael Jackson concert already sold out. But you still sitting around waiting for more tickets to go on sale. They sold out. He's not going to have another concert. He might not be back here at all. So you may never get the vaccine. You may never get the vaccine. So all I'm saying is don't depend on this vaccine. And then, like I said, I don't believe that this is going to work out. It may, it's going to make a lot of people wealthy. It's going to make a lot of people rich. It's going to bring a few more people up financially because they invested in that company that's making the vaccine. But this company that's making the vaccine, they getting more rich, they getting more wealthy. But if this vaccine turns out to hurt a lot of people and cause some paralysis in the faces of a lot of people and this all this kind of stuff, you better believe there'll be some lawsuits in the roads ahead. I guarantee this lady gonna want to sue the company whoever put out one of these vaccines about her having paralysis, a permanent paralysis on one side of her face from taking this vaccine. But they don't care. Hey, here go $500 million. Y'all pay them folks off. Let's keep going. You know, they probably making $500 million every 2 hours. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is. You know, I was talking this morning, and I'm kind of getting off the subject now, but I was talking this morning to one of my people, and I was like, and she's she got a master's in her field. I was like, these people making money by going online and talking about your field, and you listen to them. And they don't even know what they're talking about, but they're getting rich from just going online and talking about this and charging people for this information. And the information that they're putting out there is not even right. Okay, so why not you go out there and do the same thing? You get rich from it. They're getting rich from it. So why not you? Get rich from it. It's all a game, guys. It's all a game. I got a few minutes left in the show, but, you know, my mom she wasn't just highly educated with master's degrees and all this and that, but she had a master's degree in life. And my mom always told me, she said, life is a game. The system is a game. But certain people created the system. They know how to play the game. You have to learn how to play the game. Once you learn how to play the game with credit cards and all this kind of stuff, the financial game, once you learn how to play the financial game, you'll be sitting up there in finances just like they are once you learn the game. But you got to be willing to learn the game. All right? You got to be willing to learn the game. Hey, guys, that's all the time we have today. Thank you guys for joining the show. Thank you guys for listening to me go off on ranting and raving. I know I'm going to have a lot of emails and texts about this show. I want you guys to do that. You are the best listeners in the world. Hey, I'm gonna do my best to be back up on the show the next day. And we're going to work through this thing together. All right? So if we work through this thing together, we'll make it, right? Let's help each other with the game. I don't know all facets of the game. I don't know how to play the game to high standards. But if we all get together and kind of put this in and put that in that you know about, that I know about, and we can compile all that information, that'd be great. You ever heard this in the music business? Say, this dude did a compilation of all this different music, and this is what he came up with, and it's a hit. Well, if we do a compilation of what you know, what I know, what they know, we'll come up with a big hit. We'll get rich. We'll live with the class. Take care of yourselves, guys. This Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. See ya. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry, in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry, take off from the bird, keep or let the birds fly, why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy, of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye.
No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Indiscriminate ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll.